Welcome to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Herzing. The goal here at Meridian Health Institute is to empower our listeners to improve their health and become an everyday health hacker. Doesn't everyone want to live life on their own terms? I do. We plan to help you do this by providing knowledge, coaching, and of course, results. Everyday Health Hacker is the brainchild of my good friend, Dr. Lisa Liao. Dr. Liao is board certified in family medicine and is the chief medical officer of Meridian Medical Dental and the Meridian Health Institute. Dr. Liao promotes self-care and shows people how to take charge of their own health, which is something we all need. It's my real pleasure to introduce Dr. Lisa Liao.
We are excited to be back. Thank you for having us. And thank you, listeners. And we appreciate all those subscriptions to our podcast.
All right. Now, by the way, let's update the Everyday Health Hero Project. I know you've been working on that, and it's getting very cool.
Well, our Everyday Health Hero Project is all about helping to lift people up, raise their spirits. And, you know, during this time of COVID, you know, we've been at this since March. A lot of our healthcare professionals are feeling burnout. And with that burnout, you know, a lot of them have walked off the job. Some of them have taken extended vacations, which is okay. But one of the things that I encourage everybody to do is that if you know somebody who is a primary health provider, a healthcare provider, a behavioral specialist, you know, lift them up, let them know that you really appreciate what they're doing, because they are really, they're tired too. And we need to keep them inspired. Now, a lot of people will call me Pollyanna, and and that's okay, whether it gets on your nerves, because I'm always happy and smiling and laughing. The key is that, you know, find your source. And the source comes from being grateful first thing in the morning. So we need to help everybody to remind themselves to be grateful. You yourself can be your own everyday health hero. And start with a grateful diary. Appreciate the people around you. And just be kind every time and every chance that you have. Don't be reactive. Just be kind.
A smile on your face doesn't cost you anything.
That's right.
You know, and sometimes I think the best medicine is in a good attitude.
Amen to that.
All right. Now, Doc, I want to also say you've been helping my family and I for years, okay? Best of all, when I come in with a problem, you always, always take the time to listen, provide alternatives to prescribing drug. You don't just say, here's the script and walk away. I know the medical industry is asking doctors to see more patients and make less money. But you seem to go past all that. And I want to say thanks.
Now, you're very sweet. You know, the whole idea here is that everyone here that walks through our doors is part of our family. Whether it's our personal family, our patient family, our team family, it's family. And our family is our community. And with an international practice, we've had the privilege and the honor to serve people all over the world. And we want to be here for you and their family and their friends to take care of them, as we say here, as a medical dental practice, one smile at a time. We want to leave you here better than when you walked in. And that is our commitment to everyone.
Okay, we got a couple questions. Kevin, he said he's 55 and has bad knees from sports. Well, I know all about that. He's had them cleaned up arthroscopically, but it's time for more. The doctor says he's really too young for new knees, and I hear that replacements only last a certain amount of time. So could you tell him how stem cell therapy might be able to help him get the life that he wants?
Absolutely. And stem cell therapy is an amazing new process that we've had in our country for about 3 years. Now, it's been around the world in other countries a lot longer. And here at Meridian, we use umbilical cord stem cell therapy. It comes from a healthy baby and healthy mama, live birth, and they are followed throughout their 9 months of pregnancy, and they choose to donate their umbilical cord so that we can harvest the stem cells. Mm-hmm. It then goes to a laboratory, and then it goes to a second laboratory. And the reason we do that is to provide the best quality stem cell therapy. So not all stem cell therapies are created equal, and we want to provide the very best, and that's what we stand behind. And what we can do for Kevin is twofold. One is that stem cells, an umbilical cord stem cell, it's undifferentiated. So what that means is that that particular stem cell has no definition of what it is supposed to do. So it receives your DNA, it reads it, and then it tells it whether you need to have more bone, more ligament, or more tissue. And that is what can rebuild your bones, your tissue, and your ligaments. And it does that naturally.
So you inject it and it goes to where it's needed.
Correct.
Kind of like a first responder.
Kind of like a first responder. And awesome. It knows exactly what to do. It really say that there are God cells because it reads what you need and it does for you what is needed.
Now, that's the kind of stuff we need more of right there. All right. Georgette, she's in her late 60s and reasonably good health. She says, I am 20 pounds overweight. Okay. I wish that was for me. But I know that I shouldn't feel the way I do. She says she's tired and seems to have lost her zest for life. We call it her mojo. Could you please tell her how she can get out of the funk she's been in for the last few years?
Oh, Georgette, you know, if it's been a couple of years, I'm so excited that you're reaching out to us. Because a lot of times, you know, we're at home and we're listening to podcasts and we're just looking for the information so that something catches us so that we can now take that action of doing the next step, and that's making an appointment with your primary health care provider. Number two is make a list. Be prepared when you go in. And it might be, I'm not sleeping very well, or I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning every day. That's why I'm feeling tired. Or maybe it's that my spouse tells me that I'm snoring every night. All of these things can make you feel exhausted. And another thing that comes with exhaustion is that there can be depression. And it can be mild. I call it melancholy for patients. And a lot of times when people are feeling melancholy, they eat a lot of carbs or they eat a lot of sugars because they want to feel good for just a moment. Mm-hmm. However, that moment goes into 20 pounds later. And how do we stop that craving? And that in itself is a biological chemical response that happens in our bodies and our brain that makes you desire these things. However, it makes you exhausted. So the key is to let's take a look at the very basics, do some lab work, find out where your thyroid is, because just a small, you know, I always share with women, there's an optimal thyroid level and there's a normal thyroid level. And I like to look at it for all my patients, the optimal level. And for those of you listening, if you look at your TSH, which is your thyroid stimulating hormone on your lab results, I would like it to be between 0.5 and 1.5. That's optimal. However, insurance companies tell you that it can be as high as 4.5. Well, 4.5, you're going to gain 20 or 30 pounds, and you're going to be exhausted all the time. So just because the insurance says it's okay doesn't mean that it's the right thing for you. And that's where it's talking to your physician to find out what is the optimal ranges you should be at.
Is that something like you always said before about treating the symptoms versus looking at the labs and things like that?
It really is the whole picture. You know, okay. It's like looking at the Mona Lisa. You can look at it from different angles, and that smile looks very differently. So that's the whole thing, is that we've got to look at it from head to toe.
A lot of people, like she just said, are sick and tired of being sick and tired. You just don't work. What came first, the chicken or the egg? I feel terrible. I've gained weight. Of course, I've gained weight, so I don't feel like doing anything. I'll go and eat some carbs or whatever. I have it be like Thanksgiving dinner. We eat dinner. We sit on the couch, fall asleep. Okay, but you were talking also, you talk motivation versus determination.
And we have to think about what's going to get you motivated. You know, I have an older brother, and he's like, golly, you know, I have this class, and I was motivated to get started, but I don't want to study. I'm like, sweetheart, where's your determination? And your determination, motivation is setting the goal. Determination is bringing it to fruition, crossing that T, dotting the I, finishing it so that it's behind you. And then you get to pat yourself on your back, because honestly, when you do reach your goal, there's not necessarily any hip, hip, hooray, here's a parade because you've reached it. It's an internal satisfaction. And we have to learn what that internal satisfaction is, a dopamine release that you feel good about. So, you know, many of my military friends will say, you know, we had to make our bed every morning. And the reason being, and a lot of you have heard this, is because they were able to complete a task so that if anything else went wrong that day, they had at least one task completed.
I did something right today.
So keep it simple.
All right.
Make a goal. Make it happen.
All right, folks, we're out of time. I want to thank Dr. Yao for taking time today to help us on the path to better health. Remember, folks, if you have a comment or question for Dr. Liao, send them to info@everydayhealthhacker.com. The good doctor will be happy to answer all of your questions. Even if you don't use them on a podcast, you're going to get an answer. So on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff at Meridian Health Institute, our producer Jack McCraw, and myself, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Everyday Health Hacker podcast. We really hope you subscribe. Look for us on social media and our website, everydayhealthhacker.com. I'm Mike Herzing, and as always, have a great week.